fear. I am fear. I am fear. I am your worst nightmare. 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 Nightmare.
Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustusGeeks.com, and unless you got so creeped out that you threw your phone across a room or out the window of your car, this is episode 188 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. This episode of the Just Us Geeks podcast is brought to you in part by our good friends at GeekFuel.com. Go check them out, GeekFuel.com/JustUsGeeks. Get awesome stuff. Make us feel good. You feel good. Everybody wins. Joining me for episode 188, the Halloween edition of the Just Us Geeks podcast, is one Logan Barnes.
James is having a seizure over there.
No, he's having a little rave.
Oh, okay.
You can't mention him yet.
Oh, my bad. James isn't here, guys. Or is he?
I don't know. Is he? I don't know.
Nope, apparently not.
Apparently not.
It's hold on.
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, my bad. I was dancing.
You dance pretty good over there, James. Like your sweet moves.
Pants off, dance off. All right, so, no.
You've got two guys here that will do a pants off, dance off.
Yeah. You threw the gauntlet, so.
Yeah, I know. The weird
challenge accepted.
The weird thing is that Matt's not here, and it's worse than usual already. Which... it just means that
Matt's the adult.
Matt's the adult.
Matt is the responsible adult.
Matt's the adult, and that's scary.
Well, you know, when we had our comment about the fun things we found in Louisiana a couple weeks ago, Matt was like, he was the responsible one.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, we hope that you are getting yourselves prepared if you are listening to this the day before Halloween. Today on Friday, Halloween is tomorrow, and even if you're not, we hope that you like some Halloween, and we're gonna talk about Halloween is what I'm trying to say.
We're gonna talk about Halloween.
We're gonna talk about Halloween and stuff like that. If you haven't, go back and listen to what episode was the Spooky Stories podcast?
186.
186. Yeah, it was two ago.
I thought you were gonna talk about Full Bars from a year ago.
Oh no, but we were talking about Full Bars.
Full Bars
last year. That was a great show where we talked about our favorite Halloween candy.
I was here for Full Bars.
Yeah.
It was the Halloween episode. I was down in Jackson for.
That was our last Spooky Stories episode.
Yeah.
I missed that one.
Yeah, but you were here for the Full Bars because Full Bars are delicious.
It was the last Spooky Stories was when I was compared to Shrek.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
That's been a year.
What would James dress as? Shrek immediately.
That's craziness. I didn't make that connection.
It's been a year.
He is currently dressed as Shrek here in the studio.
I know he's
wearing
not.
My work t-shirt and jeans.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't tell.
You are rude, sir.
I mean, what's up?
I'm kidding.
What's up?
Love you, James.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
dude. No, you don't.
Well, so what we want you to do, though, is go on over to the good old JustUsGeeks.com. There it is. That's what I was looking for.
Sorry, I didn't have the keyboard out.
Sorry, I don't do buttons. And go check out episode 186, Full Bars. That was...
No. 186 is Spooky Stories.
Yeah.
No.
Full Bars is like...
I'm looking at it. 136 was Full Bars.
Yeah, 136
that's weird.
Is Full Bars.
That is weird.
That's kind of... Spooky! So go check out 136 Full Bars. Hear our Halloween episode last year where we talked about... out our favorite Halloween candy and trick-or-treating and stuff like that, and then make sure you check out our Spooky Stories podcast from a couple weeks ago.
Episode 186.
Halloween.
Featuring special guest, Aaron Mankey.
Aaron Mankey, that's right. That was the lore episode. Durr.
You're spacing out over there, bud. You
all right?
Too much candy already?
I guess. I'm already in, like, creepy town candy.
Creepy clown time.
Oh, did someone say my name?
James's favorite.
Get out of here, David Lynch.
No. Okay, so for
they
this...
They all float down here. They all float down here.
I think that part would have been more terrifying with him.
Had
it
been David Lynch. Yeah. Anyway, so...
sorry.
So for this year's Halloween edition of the old Purdcast...
Purdcast.
Neil Purdcast.
Purdcast.
Oh, man, we should do a Neil Purdcast.
It's just about Rush.
Maybe we should.
I don't like Rush, but
I don't
we could
either,
do it.
But we could do it, yeah. Right there.
Anyway.
Living
in the limelight.
Copyright Purdcast. Purdcast. you know, you can, like, tomorrow at my work, or today for the Halloween, at my work, people are dressing up, and it's a thing, and, you know, like, even adults still do costumes for Halloween. Logan, we talked about, you know, maybe mentioning some costumes that you could, if you had the resources to pull off now, what would you do if, like, it were socially acceptable for big people to go trick-or-treating? And instead of, like, getting candy, you get, like, money.
Is that a fat joke? Oh. I mean, you just called him big.
I said big kids.
Big kids.
Oh, you mean adults.
I'm a large child. That's what he said.
He's in a large child. We're adults.
Okay.
What is it? What are you thinking?
I would really like to do a Spartan from Halo. That would be fun to make my, like, favorite set of armor and go as that. And James is, like, looking
at me. Tell
me
more.
Yeah. I would also like to cosplay Grimm from the
We're not talking about
card game.
Cosplay.
What about costume? Halloween?
Costume. I would still like to wear that as a costume. No one would get it, but I mean, costumes, cosplay, they're very similar. I mean, it's technically trick-or-treating for adults, except at conventions and no
candy.
Free candy. Yeah.
They should do that at conventions. If you dress up and go to somebody's table, they should give you some candy.
Trick-or-treat.
Conventions should be totally trick-or-treat friendly.
Yeah.
Like, just...
I would carry it on.
Year-round trick-or-treat, you know.
It's a safe place.
Give me candy.
Yeah, if I'm going to dress up, give me some candy.
I put the effort in. I'm paying the money to meet you. Give me some candy.
Give me some candy. That's all we're saying.
You need to talk to your con buddies, and let's make this happen.
Nah, candy or not, it's fine. I just want some candy, no matter where it is.
Let's go to get candy after this, guys.
Okay, I'm good. All right. You're preaching to the choir, buddy. I mean,
candy's happening.
Yeah. So what were yours that you...
A Spartan from Halo is probably my
like one
best.
That you made, or like a good one?
Oh, wow. Thanks, guys.
Hey, no, there was a guy, it was like with Halo 3, when the Halo 3 launch happened, because I worked at GameStop.
Yeah, we met that guy.
Oh, does he still have that? It was homemade.
He made another one.
No, this is a different guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
this guy made one, and it looked amazing.
This dude did a pretty good Spartan lock for this year's Halo 5 release.
Yeah.
You can listen to that on Extra Geeky. But, yeah, Spartan, I think, is one of the most, like, culturally known costumes that I'd want to do.
Yeah.
It's, like, still in the realm of Halloween costume, like, and not fully in cosplay world.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because there are certain things you have to dress as for Halloween for people to get your costume.
Yeah, like a sexy chair.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like a sexy
pizza rat.
And I've had this weird obsession.
You want to be a sexy chair?
No, I want to be a garbage can. I want to make a garbage can costume that I can, like, put my arms and legs inside of and just be a garbage can.
Huh. Do you want to be a transformer?
Yeah, except I turn into trash and you just drop the candy right in the front of the pan.
That's weird.
Except you're, like, sitting around in your own candy and walking.
It's getting all weird. Sweaty and melting. Yeah.
I don't think you've thought this through.
Probably not.
You need a second
garbage
can.
But I can still eat it while I'm in there.
That's
so
true. You could do that.
Interesting. So there's actually, like, a list of that some people have done some compilations on the internet and had some polls and stuff like that. And this year's most risque Halloween costume is Kylie Jenner. People dress up like Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, how is that other than, like, just being a person?
I'm really not sure.
You dress in like, you know, skimpy clothes, I guess. And, like, I'm Kylie.
Yeah. Here's the top Halloween costumes of 2015. The NSF. W list, I suppose. Number one, Kylie Jenner. Number two, Khaleesi from Game of Thrones.
Oh, that's easy. Blonde wig, nothing else.
That's still, I would qualify that as a I mean, like, if you did a proper costume, I would
but
still.
No, these are like the sexy version of them.
Sexy Khaleesi?
I mean, she's already that way anyway, right? Number three, Princess Leia. Number four, sexy nurse. This is where it gets kind of creepy. Number five, Elsa from Frozen.
Like sexy Elsa or just Elsa?
Yeah, just not appropriate Elsa.
not safe for work, Elsa.
And it goes on down the list. And this is number nine. You'll find this interesting, James. Minions from Despicable Me. Mm. No. I got nothing for that. And number 10, Hillary Clinton. So there you go. There is a sexy version of Hillary Clinton out there, ladies and gentlemen. You just have to look. Got to look real hard for it. It's Bill Clinton. It was a horrible attempt that I wasn't
prepared
for.
Would you go as sexy Bill Clinton?
Yeah, I think you could pull off sexy Bill.
I could probably pull off sexy Hillary.
Just white your hair out again like you did last year and be like, I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Wear some cut off dress pants.
Lewinsky.
I was actually, I'm not doing it, but I had actually considered doing a costume for Halloween at work.
Why?
Well, because everybody's doing it.
That's dumb.
And I was going to go as Ira Glass from This American Life.
That falls in that realm of no one knows who that is.
And like, I get to wear normalish clothes. Yeah. So I didn't do it, though.
Throw a sheet over your head. Go as a ghost.
What?
You should go as a ceiling fan.
Why?
You just write ghost ceiling on a piece of paper and tape it to your shirt.
Oh, ceiling fan.
Yeah.
Get out. No, that's actually pretty clever.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So a Spartan, if you had unlimited resources.
Yeah.
I've really wanted to purchase the full-on Iron Man armor for a while now. Thought about doing it a couple times.
Like actually flying and all that good stuff?
No, not flying.
Just a suit of Iron Man armor.
But it's made out of metal. Like, it's legit.
See, I feel like that's an acceptable costume. I mean, people would know who that
heavy?
Is.
I think it probably is, okay. But like the visor works and it has like little
LEDs
and stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
How much does that run?
Thousands of dollars.
Thousands of dollars. Okay.
I mean, I have seen one where it was a War Machine model that had the pop-up cannon on the back awesome. That tracked with your head.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I would just wear that to work, I think. So.
No one's going to mess with you. I mean.
It's like, who wants some?
Yeah.
You should wear it and then wear like khakis and stuff over it. I am business casual. What are you talking
about? I'm business casual Iron Man. It's fine. It's perfectly fine. Probably we've done like a little bit of costuming for Halloween as adults. A couple of years ago, we did the Belcher family from Bob's Burgers. It was definitely my favorite. It was fun. I enjoyed being Bob.
I think, again, that falls in the, like, people would know that. Some people would.
Yeah, we'll see. Then it was pretty obscure. Like, nobody was really watching that show then, but it was fun.
Did you just hipster Bob's Burgers?
Yes, I did.
He hipsters Bob Burgers.
Yeah, I did.
What about you, James? What would you costume yourself as?
A mild-mannered employee.
A mild-mannered employee.
At where I work.
I think that's what I'm going as tomorrow. I may get me a name tag
that
says...
Don't you get to work here?
I can, but...
Oh, you're going to go in tomorrow? Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's snack day.
It's Halloween.
It's snack day.
Yeah,
it's work
pizza
day.
Party.
Pretty much. It's like we have this thing called snack day, and we look for reasons to have it, apparently, where everyone on staff brings like just whatever ridiculousness they can find.
You should make your barbecue and grits.
Oh, I'm not making anything.
Oh, he's just
going to mooch.
Okay, don't.
By the time this gets out, they won't know anyway.
Everybody listening, don't say anything.
That was not me. Do not come back to
that
my
desk. That was Matt. He showed up for 1 minute.
Yep. Yeah. What I thought would be funny once is to like, if you had like an office environment where they encouraged you to dress up, you know, like to
like
be
the office.
Yeah, like the office or something, to be like, you know, say find a lookalike of someone. Like Logan, you say you're a lookalike of like. I don't know,
Jonah
Elvis or so. No, not Elvis, but like Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill, yeah.
I was gonna say Marilyn Monroe or something like that, but I mean,
what?
It's totally fictitious. Obviously, he looks nothing attractive.
I don't know.
But
I can kind of see
at the con
some Norma Jean in there.
The dead partner at the con. At the con, a cosplay girl said that he looked like
it was
Foggy.
Not a cosplay girl. It was Jennifer Warren.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, American Horror Story.
Said that he looked like Foggy from Daredevil.
Yeah,
you don't look like Penub.
Dream crushed.
Yeah,
but
James is just rude.
Anyway, so I thought it would be funny. Like hire someone to come that looked like someone else and to.
Pretend to be you.
Pretend to be me all day.
It's like that makeup is amazing.
They did that in the office. They had Asian Jim.
Oh, yeah. Where Dwight just gets furious. Yeah, he has the family
like
and
family photos
and Pam
comes
in
and kisses
him. Yeah. He's, don't you do it. Yeah, that'd be great. That'd like, be
this
good.
Is not Jim.
Yeah.
I almost knocked my table over.
Getting into
I got
it.
Too yeah. into it.
You should go as Dwight.
That's no. not. No, he's just going to be a theater mild tech
better,
guy. It's fine.
Technician.
Going
Logan,
as germs.
Logan, you're working on Halloween. You should dress up.
Yeah. What?
You're working on Halloween. You should dress up.
I have to deal with the public. I'm not dressing up and making that worse on myself.
You should be nude and say you have an invisible costume.
Oh.
Ooh.
Should saran wrap myself.
Then you would not have to worry about
you could
anything.
Be leftovers.
Should I go as a bottle of liquor?
No, you could just do the saran wrap yourself and be leftovers.
And then they would take you to that jail that's totally empty right now.
Yeah,
that would be
you
awesome.
Had the run of the place.
I'll
yeah.
just have a paper sack and I'll pretend to be drunk, but it'll really be vodka.
That is not appropriate, sir. No. And you should apologize for offending people out there.
I'm sorry.
That was so heartfelt.
You know what your costume is? A horrible person. So
you know, I think he could go as Shrek.
James, you can't spin it around, bud.
Aww. It's only
although,
you.
Although, if we had like the serious budget to make you Shrek, I think you could
I think
pull
I could
it
do
off.
It.
Yeah, I think you could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd make a great Shrek. It wouldn't
be Donkey.
Yeah, I'd definitely be Donkey. Yeah. Matt would be the gingerbread man.
Matt is Fiona.
Yeah, Matt's Fiona.
You are Fiona.
No. 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 He's the dragon.
Oh.
No, he's none. You're Farquaad.
Okay.
Actually, if I did the play, I would probably want to be Farquaad.
Yeah.
Although my knees would hurt.
Fartquaad.
But I figured you'd be used to it, so.
Well, I had to go to a fart joke there. We're running out of steam.
Yeah, no. It's stop fart and roll, ladies and gentlemen. Logan almost did it earlier.
No, I didn't.
When I pegged you in the face with the football, you fell down.
Hit me yeah. right in the jaw.
Yeah, you should have caught it. But so costumes. I think... We got a lot of compliments on our opening last week, by the way. I think that, you know, like, I don't know. Why is it like, where's the line? Like, where's the line?
Where's the line?
Where, like, a kid can stop, where, like, where it's okay for a kid to stop doing that. Like, where a kid should stop doing it. Because we had that conversation this year. Like, well, it's probably the big kids probably wouldn't want to do this, or maybe it'd be the last year.
I think
year,
when
or,
they can drive themselves to get their candy is like,
they should just go to the store and buy some candy.
At that point. Yeah, which,
but a lot of times it's before that, though.
I think the last time I went trick-or-treating, I was like 12. Like, I mean, I went as an adult in college once just for the heck of it. But like the last time I seriously went trick-or-treating and dressed up, I was 12. Pretty sure. I went as Harry Potter.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Was that a thing back then? God, yeah. We were like in college.
Yeah, I know. We were adults.
The last time
people
I went
think we've
treating,
adopted you
when I was 12 yesterday.
he was gaming it up, prepping it up for you know.
I don't recall the last time I went trick or treating. Like, I really don't.
I'm not but really sure either.
The last time that I dressed up was in college for a Halloween party.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went as one of the guys that I lived with.
That's
I went to his room, stole his clothes, and like he. Chewed tobacco, so I got like I went to the store. The most expensive part was I bought the beef jerky chew
because
I don't like, and I just like cut a bottle open and stuffed it down into some of his clothes and did like he did and walked around. Everybody was like, "Oh, you're Kenny, aren't you?" And I was like, yep,
that's great. That
but
they
my
knew.
Roommate, he was a nun, and it was hilarious.
Huh?
See, that's the way. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow.
Go as a nun.
Yeah, maybe I'll. See, I have a feeling that my place of employment would frown upon that. Yeah.
Do you have a robe and a white shirt? You should just go as the dude.
Oh.
Oh, man. I got a dude Funko that I need to show you when we're done. It's in there on the cabinet.
They're just secret whispering here and making plans for after the show.
To the internet.
I think that would be a good costume, and it would be super easy.
You can get the dude,
and you just get
sweater.
To you just
it's
get
like
to relax.
$20.
I don't think I would even do long hair. I would just like not even. That's how dude I would be. Yeah. Dude, like in my costume preparation.
Yep.
See, that is probably
you got to have a rug too.
No, you have to have a white Russian.
But you got to walk in and throw a rug down and be like, it completes the room,
and then not have to mention it the rest. Of
yeah,
the
and that's it.
It can even be a paper rug, probably.
Yeah, yeah. Just get a piece of paper and throw it down. And be like it completes.
No,
the room.
I'll see if I got one of those paper prayer rugs in the mail recently. You remember when I used to do that? That'd be funny. But that's not a bad idea. One of the best cosplays I've ever seen in a convention was a dude. A dude as the dude.
Was that back at LexCon?
What?
Was that back at LexCon or was that in...
No, that was at the very first AVC thing in Jackson. That's when it was Sopoku something. I can't pronounce con. I said it wrong the whole day.
The Sopoku?
I don't know. It was Southern Pop Culture... Not Jackson Con.
Now it's just Jackson.
Now it's just Mississippi Comic Con.
So. Oh,
okay.
There's your plug. You owe me $500. So, but
I'll
yeah.
take three.
I mean, the guy. The
dollars.
$3 it is.
That get, $20.
Sold. And the.
wait, I'm only getting $3.
The big tall guy in the microphone gets the rest. So the. This one's all over the place.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are we talking about this week?
It's because I did such a decent job editing down Extra Geeky.
Matt's not here. Yeah. He can't keep us under control.
Matt's the glue.
He's the adult.
Oh, man.
It's so scary.
It is.
So what's next on the agenda?
spooky facts is what we were going to talk about after that. Did you look up any spooky facts?
I couldn't find anything worth
mentioning. Haunted houses. That was the last thing.
I couldn't find anything worth mentioning. It was all like anything I found was like the UK. And I was like, nobody cares about
the UK. Okay, that's fine. Instead of spooky facts, let me tell you some spooky podcasts that you should listen to. Besides lore, what we talk about all the time.
What we talk about
what
all
we
the
do.
Time.
What we done talked
what,
about.
What we... The zombie what ate Dale. What I've found several since I've started a new job, and they're kind of like in the vein of like, you know, like they're fiction based. They're fiction based and they're really good. One is there are two really from this great. Pacific group called Pacific Northwest Stories. The Black Tapes podcast is really good. It's one of those you have to listen to in order. It's really, really good. And another one from them called Tannis. It's really good. Logan, you know, we talked a little bit about Black Eyed Children and Coast to Coast on our Spooky Stories episode, but is Coast to Coast something that people still get into, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's an outlet for spooky stories every day, and it's not even just like constantly ghosts and aliens. I mean, there's conspiracy theories that are really interesting. There's all kinds of things, science and technology theories, and just it's very out there. So if you want your dose of just weird, not necessarily scary or spooky, Coast to Coast is really good. It's 4 hours long because it is a radio show. But I listen to it in my morning exercise. Just put the headphones in and walk around listening to George Norrie, and that's
spooky.
That's what I do.
All right, last on the agenda. We're just knocking this one right out of the park. And this one I think it's okay to spend the most amount of time on. Let's talk about haunted houses.
Haunted houses.
We had talked about maybe going to do one for Extra Geeky this week, but I'm too much of a chicken to go do it.
So. He needs to. I'm trying to convince him to go.
Man, they freak me right out, man.
You need to go, man. It'd be
really
fun.
Why are you scared?
I don't know. I think why are you scared of clowns, James?
Because I had a bad experience.
See?
With a clown?
Clowns are carry. Scary.
Clowns are carriers. They have all these diseases.
All the diseases, man. One walks up, spits on you, it's over, man.
All kinds.
I don't think that was a birthday party, James.
What do you mean?
He just went around and spit on all the children. It was terrifying.
Creepy clown time. But, like, I don't know. Haunted houses, like, it's always bothered me, the thought of going to do one.
Come on.
Have you ever done one?
I've done a couple, and it's just, I don't know. It's unnerving.
You should go do the haunted theater.
I did a Judgment House once.
Oh yeah, Judgment Houses.
Those are pretty creepy. I did one of those once where at the end, if you're listening and you're not conservatist and you've never done one, at the end, like they show you this, that you go through these things and they tell you the story of these kids who die in a car wreck or something like that, and some kids go to a great afterlife and some kids go. They go and visit our good friend,
Satan.
And at the end, like, you're supposed to be redeemed. And
our good friend, Satan?
Yeah, apparently he's a good friend of the show now.
I'm just saying. Satan is not our good friend.
We are aligned with the Dark Lord.
What is the Halloween
edition?
It's an
announcement, guys.
I guess you can go that way once and just see what happens. So, Gene Simmons, give us some love.
We have a new sponsor. It's the devil.
Come on down.
Apparently, they have sweet apartments.
We have four Airbnb locations to choose from.
Do you guys still have the bar level of the apartment?
We do. Where's that corn dog?
No one's going to listen to this one. It's fine. They're going to get halfway in and be like,
this is over.
It's like, yeah. Well, they went all over the place.
We only have to do one like this.
What about haunted? What haunted houses have you been to?
I'm just going to do the rest of the episode of Satan, I think. You be Chester. Oh, wait. You don't do it as well.
No, I'm not good at Chester.
Oh, guys, but I am. So haunted houses, like I did one at this little like amusement park in Florida. And it was kind of creepy. I don't know. I think the thing about it is the whole popping out at you.
Jump scares.
Yeah, I hate jump scares. They're the worst because they get me every time.
They're the worst because they work.
It's why I don't watch like Paranormal Activity and stuff like that. I mean, like, I know it's coming. I know that if I walk through that door and I hear ring, ring, somebody's probably going to chase me with a fake chainsaw. I know that it's fake.
It's a real chainsaw. It just doesn't have the chain on
it's
it.
It's fake then. If it's not.
No, it's still real. It runs on gasoline.
Yeah, but it can't cut you.
Gasoline.
They could if they left the chain on.
But they don't.
They might.
They could.
They don't.
But they could.
Think about that.
Well, I did go to a really lame one once, and it wasn't, I guess it was kind of a haunted house.
It was more like some guy's party.
Technically, yes. Emily and I went with Brandon and Christina to the Purdy Mansion up.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the lamest thing of all time.
The one I've been to, the biggest one I went to is in Guys, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like Haunted Hollow.
I've been to Haunted
Hollow. They made you
once.
Crawl all Man. The time. I'm like, I don't want to crawl in the dirt. Hollow.
I just went for the ladies.
I went to Sloss Furnace.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, tell us about that one.
That sounds
awesome. It was freshman year of college. The girl I was dating wanted to go, so me and her and a couple other friends all loaded up in vehicles and drove over to, Birmingham or something?
I think that's where it is, yeah.
And we stood in line for a long time, and then we went through it.
And how was it?
It was boring.
Was there a clown?
No.
Aww.
But they did have this really cool, blacklight 3D room. They gave you glasses as you entered the room.
That is cool.
And that was the coolest part, but I told everybody when we got done, and they were asking how can we improve it and all this stuff, and I was like, you've got a creepy location here. You don't need all this theatrical stuff. I was like, you just need to have people come through it.
Yeah.
And have people they had zombies, and they had all this weird, and I was like, this has nothing to do with Sloss Furnace.
Furnace, yeah.
And all the people who died here.
Yeah.
I was like, you need to have something that is themed along the lines of it and quit just having rooms of people, doing their own thing, people, cutting other people up and I was like, this is a wasted opportunity.
Needs to be more interaction, probably.
And it just wasn't scary because I was expecting it to be based on the tragedy that happened there and all the people that died.
And see, that would have me so amped up.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking the whole time. And then we walked into the first room and I was like, oh.
This is just everything.
It's every other one. But isn't there one in Alabama? It's like the Haunted Hotel or something. They start you on the top floor.
Oh, God, I hope not.
And it's somewhere.
That sounds awesome.
But they start you on the top floor, and most people don't ever make it all the way through. They take an exit.
They're still there.
That's awesome. I want to go on that one.
No, they take an exit, but I think it's
somewhere. I hope they laugh at you and point as you go through.
Have you heard about the extreme haunted houses where they're waiting lists to take people through?
They really do crap to you.
Yeah, they do everything but cause physical pain. They're allowed to
touch you. And some of them will do that if you let them.
So, they're supposed to be the most intense haunted house experience.
Is that
actually being tortured and stuff?
Pretty close.
Yeah, borderline waterboarding, I think.
Yeah, wow. Dumping fake blood on you, actually on you, and putting you with spiders and scorpions and all kinds of stuff.
But those could hurt you.
Spiders aren't that bad.
Yes, they are.
Snakes, rats.
Horrible. Just horrible. I think that would be interesting. You know what you're getting into with that, though.
Yeah,
be better with that than come on down and we don't know what you're going to get into. I mean,
there may be dragons or there could be a zombie.
You just made
it sound like a monster truck jam. Yeah.
Sunday.
At the haunted house.
Come on down. To Nightmare Town.
That's creepy.
So I don't know. Like, I really would almost rather do that than like the jump scare crap.
There's probably jump scares in it. Probably jump scares that like tackle you and pin you to the wall.
Yeah.
God, that's not a jump scare. That's like you just, my worst nightmare.
You just pee and
it's like,
cry.
It's like a little girl like comes out and like, I will eat your heart.
Children, man.
Cry and pee.
Yeah, and they're horrible.
Speaking of haunted houses, there's a really decent haunted house found footage movie on Netflix right now.
What's it called?
The House October Built, or The Houses October Built. It's what about these people. About? They go around every year and they find these haunted, like the best haunted houses and do them, but they hear about one of these extreme haunted houses that's like invite only. And it's pretty interesting. Along the way, they meet these really creepy people that are providing them clues to where it is.
Gypsies.
And, well, no, like people in weird porcelain doll masks.
Porcelain masks?
Yeah.
You can get out of here with that crap.
You don't like porcelain dolls?
No, I don't.
I'm going to get you a porcelain doll. I believe get you a murder baby.
I believe you know my stance on murder dolls.
Yeah.
It's a big old nope. It's about like your stance on women.
You. Wow.
Softball.
I heard that. Yeah. That was a dart hitting Josh in the face.
Don't even have the needler. Still happening this week. Right in the face.
I have excellent dexterity.
Okay, so fine. Here's what I will promise you.
Okay.
And I'm saying it on the podcast, so there's... Well, no, we can't go Saturday night because it's Halloween. So if things can be arranged, we'll go do one.
Can we do Arx Mortis?
I don't know, man.
It's too far away,
man.
It is
too far away. I've heard bad things about that, too, though. See, what I would like to do is like go up to Bolivar and go to the mental hospital.
They don't do anything there, though.
But it's creepy.
I mean, it's creepy, but it's not like a haunted house experience. We go to Nashville Nightmare. I've heard it's terrifying, and I wanted to go every year that I was in Murfreesboro, but no one would go with me.
What's Nashville Nightmare?
It's like a giant haunted house up there.
What is it?
It's just a big haunted house.
But why did you want to go to it?
Because it's supposed to be super terrifying, and it always got good reviews. And like, a buddy of mine went with some friends, and like, two of the chicks they were with had to take early exits because they were so freaked out.
Is it like this really sweet, like chic hipster party full of women?
I don't what
that would terrify you. So
oh,
But Nashville's full of hipsters.
Just the hipster part would scare me.
It's not in East Nashville. What are you talking about?
Oh my bad. Oh, it's in South Nashville. Not ever going there.
But no, it's supposed to be really, really terrifying.
Is it multiple stories? I think it is.
It may be. I know it's in like a big warehouse.
See, that's what I was about to say. It would be what would like be the ideal thing to do is like find like an abandoned college or like a big building,
multiple buildings, hour and a half long adventure.
That's what Sloss Furnace is multiple buildings.
Yeah, but it was crap though.
Yeah, and they didn't like use any of it.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Maybe they're too scared to go in the other ones.
I guess.
Ooh, hey, you know
really
what?
Really haunted. We've got an empty jail now. We could have a haunted jail.
Haunted jail.
There's no one in here.
Look at all these cell phones.
and shivs.
And keys to the front door.
And keys to get out.
That's the scariest thing I've heard today. The inmates of the Alcorn County Jail had keys to the facility. And we wonder why people kept escaping.
Yeah.
Politics. It's creepy.
Yeah, that's the scariest part.
Yeah. Charles Reinhardt's scary.
Let's get on Horror House Yelp and look for the scariest haunted house
spooky.
In the area.
Spooky.
We'll sing a little song afterwards.
I don't want to wait for us to be over.
Okay, I'll just be honest. If we end up doing this, if you can somehow make the stars align, I'm going to cry and pee.
Yes.
That's what's going to happen.
Like, that's what's up.
I mean, if this happens, for Extra Geeky, it will be the best thing you've ever heard out there, Jug Nation. I'm going to tell you.
He's
going
to squeal like a little girl.
Probably so. You don't understand how terrified I am of stuff like that. And I think it's just because I don't know. Like, I don't know literally what's coming. Like, if I walked in the door and somebody was like, you're going to see this, and you're going to see this, and you're going to see this, and this, I would be like, okay, cool. But like popping up out the walls? Yeah. No.
Chainsaw starting up out of nowhere?
No. No, not doing any of that. Find one that's not just dumb, that isn't Arx Mortis, because they over there had weapons used as props that were actually used to murder people. They found out.
Oh my God.
Yeah. People used them and worked there and left them there. You sure you want to go?
Yep. That makes it even better.
There's a slight possibility that I'll be like, fine, let's go, and then get there and be like, I'm not going in.
I think that's a high probability of anywhere we could go. We could go to that derailed thing and you would chicken out.
What is that? That looks stupid.
That's the local one.
The Raymer?
Yeah, Raymer.
It uses the same font as Salt Life. I'm fine. It's the
you
exact same
font. You can expect country folk.
I judge you by your font. It's totally fine. That's why we use
coffee. I love Salt Life because, you know, we're landlocked.
Yeah. Pickwick? Is that because of Pickwick? You idiot.
Salty.
Exactly.
No salt in Pickwick.
Moron.
They're just salty about it.
Salt Life spooky.
Donut.
What?
God. So, all right. If we can work that out, maybe we'll go. I don't know. You know what? I forgot to tell you guys. I had a great sound effect for you for the Halloween edition. One freaking out.
It's so scary when the boss doesn't die.
Yeah, no. You know what's scary? Unorganized jugs. That's the scariest
thing. I thought
this
episode was great.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so what you really want to do is encourage me all day.
To never let Matt skip a show
ever.
Again.
I need all of your support to make Josh go to a haunted house.
It only worked when he went to heck because we knew he was coming back. Yeah.
What I just said.
In 10 minutes when your phone gets it, you'll see. Maybe you got it by now. I don't know.
I got it.
Yeah. Yep, he knows. All right. So so encourage him to do what? Because I'll put this up in the morning.
Get on the Twitters.
And what?
Say,
give me that haunted house.
Hashtag scare Josh.
Okay, you have to start this campaign now. So when
my phone is like almost dead. I won't even be able to tweet.
That's spooky, huh?
Yeah.
That's fine.
There it goes. It's done.
Okay, well, I'll do it for you in a bit. So if you hear this on the Fridays, just go on and try to do it. I would be open for like if anywhere across the country had one that was like a year-round thing, because those are things too. Like some that are just that good, they stay open year-round.
If we do a Jugcation,
mm-hmm.
there's one in Gatlinburg that's year-round.
Oh, okay.
There's two or three in Gatlinburg that are year-round, actually.
Is it Rednecks?
No, that's the one where I threatened to beat the guy up.
Oh, the clown one.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's the one where I threatened to beat the guy up.
Is it good?
It's pretty decent, yeah.
I mean, the clown followed you around.
Well, I mean, he stopped once he was told he was going to get hurt.
Creepy clown time, you know.
Yeah.
That's the thing that happens. Alrighty. Let's do this one. There you go. Your turn.
Ow. Dark. Halo 5,
dark
you know
the
it.
Face. Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm going to say. James, what's your jam?
Well, I've got a current jam that leads into a future jam.
Oh, sweet.
Tuesday, I picked up my copy of Army of Darkness, the Ultimate Collector's Edition on Blu-ray.
That was weird.
You tweeted.
Oh.
And the iPad saw it. Continue.
All right, anyway, it's got four cuts of Army of Darkness. Has theatrical, the director's cut, a 4K scan, I believe, of the international cut, and the television cut.
Holy crap!
On three, spread across three separate discs.
Well, Ash vs. the Evil Dead got picked up.
That's the lead-in.
Oh wow!
For my future jam, and all this is because Ash vs. Evil Dead starting on Saturday. Super excited about it. You guys are screwing up my jam.
Logan,
stop
tweeting.
Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Apparently, it's going really well.
Saturday.
Apparently, it's going like really, really well.
It's like 10 episodes for the first season, 30-minute episodes. So it's basically a 5-hour movie.
Bruce Campbell is just the man.
And it's going to be awesome. I've already got my DVR set to record. I'm ready for it.
He's the man.
I was just backing you up, man. That was your hype, man.
I'm going to have my Evil Dead marathon on Saturday after I get off work.
That's a good one. That's a good one to do.
So that's my jam.
Cool.
What's your jam, Josh?
Halo 5.
Halo 5. You haven't even played multiplayer yet. Get on out of here.
At the house, I haven't been home to play it yet.
I've not even played multiplayer.
I've not played it, period.
Well, I've played up in like Mission 10. It's really friggin' good.
How's the story?
Really good.
I'm Diamond Rank 5 in SWAT playlist, so challenge me, fools.
Can you mute him so you don't talk anymore?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I really did. This is great. I'll say it was Halo 5. I thought earlier, I was like, oh, that'd be a good jam. It was something else. But pretty much all I've been thinking about is Halo 5 a lot.
He wants to play some Halo 5.
It's really good.
Hashtag scare Josh.
God. Oh.
That's going to be my jam when we get that done.
Stop it.
It got tweeted.
I know.
Yeah. Interrupted my jam twice.
Yep.
Oh, great. Eric Lemon. Oh, I'll tell you what my other jam was. We got our shirts are going to be on the way.
Yeah. Shirts?
Oh, for Gimme Dad shirt winners.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And hopefully over the weekend, I'll have time to design us some shirts on screen.
Sweet.
Sweet jug shirts. So.
Yay.
I have gotten a screened bug thanks to those goobs who no longer podcast.
I heard that was canceled.
I heard that was Tim watching every movie under the sun but not podcasting about it, you great big old jerk.
I heard that was Tim Murphy is evil.
I heard that was Country Tim.
Hey, Country Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself over there, Logan? Josh, you doing good?
Yep, you know, pretty good there. Just gonna call up into his radio station in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Erie, PA. How you doing, Erie, PA?
Erie, PA.
Is that too far north? I'm not sure.
Hey, Country Tim, can you get any sweet tea up there?
Nope.
It's too far north.
You just put syrup in your tea.
Just put syrup in your tea.
That's why
I've seen people put honey in their tea, never syrup.
Nope.
I'm going to try that
that's
now.
That's the consistency that I like it.
Syrup just, consistency.
I like the stickiness of it.
I want candy.
Bubblegum and taffy.
We talk about candy.
I'm just going to put my face in a Snickers. You know those big, huge Snickers?
I got a Three Musketeers out in the car. It's one of the giant ones.
Nah.
Milky Way Midnights.
I could go for a zero bar.
Gross.
I judge you by your zero bar.
I would like egg somebody's house if they gave me a zero bar.
It's not my favorite candy, but it sounds kind of good, right?
I mean, even if it was like a full zero bar, I would egg their house.
I would throw it through their window.
Yeah, because they're that tough.
And hopefully I would be standing there to catch it with my mouth.
It would break your teeth.
It'd be worth it because they're delicious.
No, they're not.
Zero bars are pretty good.
No, they're gross.
Josh, James, and I have been talking, and we voted you off the podcast.
You know, some donut. Try that once, I think.
Donut.
What?
Guess the Gov's going to have to bleep that one.
Oh, man. We need Matt here bad.
Happy Halloween.
Good night, everybody.
Not yet.
Not yet. We're just...
We have to make a quick retreat.
Why are we going to tuck tail and run?
Well, I don't know. You were horrible earlier.
So. Yeah, you were pretty bad. We'll talk about it after we get off. Yeah. You might want to tell Guff about that one, too. I mean, if I can't say...
Nope. We've already ruined this one, so we're just going to maybe not post this
one. We're
going to
record another podcast.
I believe this.
Spoopy stories.
Spoopy stories?
Yeah.
Just about us being dumb.
Yeah.
That's what this one is.
Hey, you speak for yourself.
Yeah. I'm all right.
Okay, so look, here's the goal.
Going to bed now. Good night.
I've been at work for 12 hours, drove for 3.5. You know, I'm tired.
Yeah. Here's the goal. All right, if you people can...
What do you mean, you people?
These people, what listen to it, all four of you.
These people, what be listening.
And I guess myself. if you can somehow pull it off in time to, I don't know, if we get 10 people.
Just 10?
Just 10.
Just 10 people?
Just 10. Just 10 people to do the Scare Josh hashtag. We'll find a way to make it
I'll
work.
Do that right now.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm not going to tweet that.
I hate you, James.
I know.
Get out.
You can't. We voted, and you're no longer on the
James,
show.
James, I voted, and you're no longer on the show.
Well, it looks like me and Josh are going to start our own show.
And it's automatically better. So
yay.
Welcome to episode 189 of Just Us Geeks. I'm Logan Barnes, your one and only host. Matt's back, actually. So.
No, he's going to come with us.
Yeah, he didn't know.
He just showed up.
Yeah, he's gone. He's
on. I'm recording this on my potato because they have the equipment.
Your potato can't record.
He can record.
Are you just going to show
like 15 seconds at a time?
Are you just going to show up and record on my porch?
Yeah.
Like, is Logan out there in his car? What's he? Oh, okay.
Oh, he's potting.
Oh, let me plug this before I go. Next week we're talking about Bond?
I think so.
Hold on.
Is it Bond or Fallout?
They're both next week. Aren't
yeah.
They?
I thought it was Fallout.
No. Next week's Fallout.
No. Next week's Bond. Fallout's the week after. Bond comes out on the 6th.
Yeah, but I think we were going to do Bond late.
Yeah, because Bond is timeless. We were just going to do a Bond episode.
Yeah, because we wanted to get Fallout before it came out.
Yeah. Because next Friday is the...
Here we go, doing the business on the show.
Are we going to try to go to Memphis to watch Bond? If I can get all that stuff set up.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, next week's a Fallout episode. We're gonna in the podcast. We're gonna talk about Fallout and the story of Fallout, and because I don't know a whole lot about it.
How
so.
We survived.
I didn't play the first two. I've only played. Okay, so we've got Logan for that.
Yeah. Yep.
I've only played three in New Vegas.
And Matt, what does like Fallout?
I am the lore master.
And so then after that, we're gonna
who gave
talk,
you that title.
Me, himself. I voted, and I have that title.
I can
now.
Tell you, it wasn't Aaron Mankey.
No, he
and
is.
And he counts. He's the lore master.
He's the master of lore.
It's the same thing, Dwight Schrute.
Yeah.
God, that's who you are in real life.
You really are Dwight.
What? No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. This is a great time to get the hell out of here. So, all right. Please excuse our mess this week as Matt
horrible.
Will return next week.
Oh, my gosh. We promise. We miss you, Matt.
Matt's coming back.
I never thought we'd say that. This music is cool. That's probably the best part of the show. So.
The music was great this episode, yeah. I guess.
So if we get 10 people that is not Logan or
me.
Related to me.
Or me.
Or James. You or Matt.
What? Or Matt.
If we get 10 people to do the hashtag Scare Josh and retweet some about the podcast, I'll figure out a way.
You can't keep adding stipulations. What is that?
I just said what we were going to do. 10 people that isn't automatically you or us or Emily, then we'll do it.
She's not on the show. She should count.
She's on the show.
She's the editor of the
yeah,
website.
She's the editor of JustUsGeeks.com. So she's on the show. She's basically an executive producer because you're
please,
in her house.
Please tweet anything, Scare Josh, hashtag Scare Josh, and just get people to retweet it. Even if they don't listen, get them to listen. Get them to tweet hashtag Scare Josh.
God, I hope that this hashtag doesn't randomly trend tomorrow on accident.
That'd be awesome.
There's
though.
A show or movie called Scare Josh that just takes off.
God.
Josh, we had 10,000 Scare Josh hashtags.
God, man. I think I'm going to go in my Fallout bunker. If that does occur.
Tweet at JustUsGeeks, hashtag Scare Josh.
Yeah, you can do all that great stuff by visiting JustUsGeeks.com, your daily dose of everything geek. From Texas Transformers, TV, music, video games, news, reviews, and more. You can find it all over at the old JustUsGeeks.com. Do us a huge favor. Go to iTunes. And don't give us a rating and review based upon this episode, but just because you like us.
Go listen to an earlier one.
Yeah, the one last week is pretty good. The one next week will be pretty good because Matt will be back. Some other ones we've done, what we mentioned at the beginning of the show, are pretty good. We're due for one like this. So
they can't all be home runs.
Bad tidings to us.
This
unlucky
ain't the World
Halloween.
Series, boys.
Unlucky Halloween.
Yeah. Michael Myers and stuff. So, all right.
Black cats.
Go. No. Go over there to the iTunes.
I thought we were just saying spooky things.
We just need your five. Just click the review. Give us a review. Be fair.
Tell us we're all right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with
comfort
that.
Comfort us in our moment of weakness.
Because it's a big one. So, go over there. Twitter at JustUsGeeks. We're also on Instagram. Instagram's fun. Go do that thing over there.
We got pictures.
We got some photos. And we're going to try to do that a little more. Be a little better at it.
Hashtag Scare Josh.
Yeah, shut up. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.